Our twins, Emily and Daniel, were born in the Ukraine, in Kiev, in November 2016. This, you know, surrogacy isn't, it's not an easy road. And to arrive at the point where you see surrogacy as your only hope of having a family usually means that you've exhausted all other options through ill health, such as cancer, that's my history, that has reduced the choice available to you. So to then go through surrogacy and reach an end point where you're holding your baby or babies in your arm, and to see the dream of having a baby or babies become a reality, and then to return to Ireland and see yourself as a mother, invisible in the eyes of the law, really.
So in this country, just to point out, that the mother of the child is whoever gave birth to the child, and if you're using a surrogate for whether you're a gay or heterosexual couple, that usually means that someone who is not part of your family is initially in law the child's parent, which must be very hard to deal with.
Yes, it is. We as mothers are not recognised, you know, we're not recognised as mothers. And that needs to be, you know, addressed in the law. It's a failure by the state to recognise me as the children's mother. And it's treating me differently, it's treating my children differently to every other child in Ireland, you know.
So how many hoops have you had to jump through once you returned home?
Initially, you apply for a... my husband, Donal, he applied for a parental order. So once you secure that... Now, we applied to Ennis Court. We live in Kilrush, County Clare. District courts don't sit as often as courts would in, say, Cork or Dublin. So you're really waiting for, you know, a slot, if you like, and this can go, so it goes on and on, you know.
Yeah.
There are guidelines for surrogacy, but there's no legislation. So it's a long road, so eventually we achieve the parental order. And then I go for guardianship. Now, up to this, I don't really exist in the eyes of the law. And it's really hurtful, you know, they're your children and you're nothing really, you know, it's awful, you know. So it needs to be addressed, and I know it's relatively new, but it really isn't that new either, because, as I say, our children were born in 2016. That year, there were 12 children born in the UK and they returned to Ireland. In 2020, there were 25 children born in the UK that returned to Ireland.
Hilary, it must be so frustrating to, you know, you've used a surrogate, but you know... You're the children's mother. Your husband knows you're the children's mother. But when you come home, trying to get official Ireland to recognise that fact must be just, as you say, it's emotionally, puts you in emotional turmoil, but just there must be such anger and frustration there at trying to get this recognised.
Yes, it is. And there are some great sort of unofficial campaigners, if you like, Sinead Hedeman and Gallagher and Mark Hedeman Gallagher, many couples. You may have seen there was a TV3 documentary on there during the week where Kathy Wheatley and her husband, they had twins there. I think they're about two now, and they documented their whole journey on a TV program. So the conversation is becoming more, and with people like yourselves, with your generosity of spirit, allowing us to sort of to just to make people more aware. People aren't really aware, I think, of how sort of we've been sort of forgotten, if you like, by law, you know. And this, particularly this week, is for LGBTQ couples. This is Pride Week, you know. And they're just that we're all families, like, you know, heterosexual couples, same-sex couples.
Yes.
You know, and so I'll just give you an example now. If one of the children had to go to hospital, God forbid, Donald would have to be there to sign for anything that needs to be done. You know, I don't really have any standing. We leave the Ukraine as two parents. You step onto Irish soil as one parent, you know.
And you in the background.
Yeah, so your own country really feels is kind of failing you, really, you know.
Hilary, I just want to bring in Annette Hickey at this point. Annette Hickey of PKHL, who's the foremost legal advisor in this area. Annette, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks very much for having me.
Annette, you've heard Hilary's story there, her frustration. Her husband, Donal, you know, once they return from Ukraine to Ireland, he's seen as the children's father. Hilary has no status whatsoever, kind of seen as being on a tier below him. Such frustration, such emotional
Absolutely.
Consequences there, and something you've encountered quite a lot. And she was talking there about the practical implications, you know, going to hospital, medical care and so on.
Absolutely. I mean, Hillary has put it so eloquently there. I mean, two parents left the Ukraine. The woman who gave birth to Hillary's children in the Ukraine, she has no legal rights to these children. I mean, this is how the anomaly, this is why when you stop and think about it, you say to yourself, this can't be real. It does not make sense. In the Ukraine where this woman lives, she has no legal rights, none whatsoever, to these children. From the moment the embryos are transferred, the children are legally Hillary and her husband's. They are the legal parents in Ukraine. And we are then operating in a system whereby Hillary and her husband and these children get on a plane in the Ukraine, come back to Ireland, and once they arrive back in Ireland, it's the Irish state then says, well, that woman in the Ukraine, who in her country has no legal relationship or rights to your children, by virtue of the fact that she birthed those children, we are bestowing on her the title of mother of your children. I mean, it just beggars belief. And I really do believe when people say to me, how has this happened? Why, this makes no sense. I think up to a short while ago, women in Ireland probably, you know, didn't have their voice, and there might have been a little bit of maybe taboo about surrogacy. Surrogacy has been happening since about the 1990s. There's, like, I mean, let there be no mistake about that. And it was probably quiet and people didn't speak about it. But particularly, there is a grassroots wave of Irish mammies through every county in this country who have said in the last, particularly in the last couple of months, enough is enough, no more. We are our children's mothers, we are their parents. The state is failing the children. The state in Ireland has a duty to protect and vindicate the rights of these children. There is no other way of saying it. These children are being failed. These children deserve and are entitled to have a legal relationship and parentage with both parents.
Annette, it seems incredible that the issue or the concept of surrogacy has been around in this country for so many decades, and yet there's been no advancement in terms of having both parents recognised as the illegal parents of the child or children, and that this issue is, and also that the mother who birthed the children in Ukraine, in becoming a surrogacy, you're kind of acknowledging that the children belong to somebody else. It's not as if the mother in Ukraine is going to come over to Ireland and claim ownership or some sort of legal connection to the children.
It really is the most bizarre, and it's heartbreaking for mums like Hillary. It's heartbreaking. This woman has no legal relationship in her country. How I describe it to couples is this woman gives birth immediately. That child, once that child, like, that is legally your child. While she is carrying your baby, that is your child. She has no legal parental relationship. She signs documents and contracts. She does not want a legal relationship with this child. She does not want to have a role. Here in Ireland, with domestic surrogacy, where you have sisters, you have friends, you have people who are carrying children for a couple, they do not want to be on the birth certificates described as the mother. The intention of the parties is that the intended parents, the mother and the father that are going to nurture, rear and care for the child, that they will be reflected as the legal parents. There are surrogate mums, amazing surrogate mums throughout this country as well, who have carried for, as I said, sisters, friends, like following maybe cancer diagnosis, cystic fibrosis, congenital heart disease, where they're a gift to their friend. They do not want to be on the birth certificate. They do not see themselves as the parents.
Of course,
it beggars belief. And any, you know, as mums are talking and are speaking out, any kind of people on the radio, print media journalists just can't believe it. And they contact me and say, can we just double check with you? Because, like, this is what has been said. That can't be real. And I'm going, unfortunately, it is. And they're like, but that does not make any sense. And I'm saying, I know, it's a very, very, very cruel, cruel, cruel system. And I think that the Irish government, there's an urgent need for them to enact legislation. At the moment, there is a bill that is being drafted in the Dáil, and the Attorney General and the Department of Health are involved in it. So I suppose anybody listening out there this morning, I suppose it's to open the conversation. If you've got a local representative, Irish mammies are contacting their local TDs, they're contacting ministers, they're contacting anybody that they feel can help. Because as I say, enough is enough. This legislation is urgently needed. It's got to be enacted soon. It's got to be published. It's got to be brought forward. There are too many children living in this country where they are living with their parents.
And with question marks hanging over one of them.
But they deserve. They deserve. To have the recognition of having that they have two legal parents, and the Irish mother deserves that respect by her country.
Hilary, if I can just finish with yourself, do you take any sort of solace or comfort in the fact that there is a bill? I suppose things, considering surrogacy has been an issue for so many decades, progress is moving at a glacial pace, but do you take any solace or comfort from the fact that the machinations seem to be set in motion, and also that for the moment, at least, you know, when your children look at you, legally there are issues or question marks over it, but they look at you and they call you mother. They know you're their mother.
Yes, and I know every hair in their head.
As only a mother could.
They're graduating from Tara's Treasures Preschool in Kilrush today, and I've been on and off crying all morning because in some respects surrogacy does that to you. It's such a journey, and not just for me, for all mums, you know, that go the surrogacy route. You treasure every little bit of it, you know, you really do, the journey of childhood. And this morning they're graduating from preschool at four. These days, myself and Donal, we can't believe we're here, that we've got this, you know, beautiful gift to two lovely children. You know, it's wonderful. Yeah. You know, so not forgetting that the wonderful job that the surrogates do, that they're wonderful women, but as Annette says, they don't want a legal relationship with the children. But sorry, just getting back to what you said there, a bill being drafted in the Dáil, wonderful, any progress is good progress. And this is, you know, relatively new, but not that so new. I just bring you back to when Minister Helen McEntee was the first serving minister to actually have a baby during her term as Minister for Justice. And Micheál Martin made a lovely speech afterwards. She achieved maternity leave, which no one serving minister had ever done before. And, you know, he made a lovely speech about us being a more inclusive society and, you know, moving forward. So I really feel that, you know, I would probably say that they want this too, you know, but it just needs to happen, you know.